Abraham, the father of discipleship. Lesson 4.
Brothers, think of what you were when you were called. Not many of you were wise by human standards. Not many were influential. Not many were of noble birth. But God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. God chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong.
We'll see in this lesson that our God uses ordinary people to do extraordinary things so that he may reveal his power.
Abraham was just a nomad, and God gave him amazing promises, every one of which he kept.
As a promise-keeping God, he proved not only to the patriarch, but to all of us, that nothing is impossible for him.
Let's look at the nature of people our Lord recruits to be disciples.
Jesus didn't go looking for those from the religious establishment to follow him.
In fact, as one translation puts it, Jesus thanked his Father for revealing truth to common, everyday people. I thank you because you concealed these things from the sophisticated and educated, yet revealed them to ordinary people. Yes, Father, I thank you that it pleased you to do this.
You might say our Lord recruits clay pots through whom he can reveal his all-surpassing glory.
These ordinary people are the humbly responsive who take their place in the kingdom as they put into practice the Hebraic foundations.
Clay pots serve as the heart and hands of Jesus by doing what he did while he was on earth.
Despite human weaknesses, we who are indwelled by the Spirit of our Lord Jesus are able to reveal the Father as his vessels.
And because we're indwelled by the Spirit of Christ, we can role model his way of life as we disciple others.
Remember the ones leading you, who spoke the word of God to you. Consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever.
The role model of a discipler is like that of a leader. We're told to evaluate the outcome of a leader's way of life.
Then we who would lead others in discipling them need to ask ourselves a vital question. Does my life reveal the power and presence of God?
If it does, then those being discipled can imitate our faith. Leader or discipler, God's criteria are the same for both.
In our quest to train our children or disciple others, we need to grow in another essential trait which Abraham, Jesus, and his disciples had in common.
Their lives revealed the power of God to other people.
This is what the Bible says about Abraham. At that time, Abimelech and Phicol, the commander of his forces, said to Abraham, "God is with you in everything you do."
Scriptural accounts leave no doubt that Abraham was well aware of God's power. For example, Abraham knew that only God could deliver his nephew Lot, who'd been captured while living in Sodom.
God responded to Abraham's trust by bringing victory over the armies of four kings using only 318 men.
What a testimony to the king of Sodom and to all who witnessed God's power on Abraham's behalf. Listen to Abraham's proclamation.
I have raised my hand to the Lord, God Most High, creator of heaven and earth, and have taken an oath that I will accept nothing belonging to Sodom's king, not even a thread or the thong of a sandal, so that you will never be able to say, I made Abram rich.
God also chose to make his power and his purpose known through his chosen people, the Israelites, especially through his servant Moses.
I will gain glory for myself through Pharaoh and all his army, and the Egyptians will know that I am the Lord.
God continued to intervene miraculously on behalf of Israel, so that all peoples and kingdoms might encounter him.
Centuries later, Jesus came to make his Father's love and power known.
And there's no doubt that his life demonstrated spiritual power.
Jesus, in turn, sent out his disciples to reveal God's power. They went out and preached that people should repent. They drove out many demons and anointed many sick people with oil and healed them.
This revelation of spiritual power was an essential life purpose Jesus anchored for his disciples and for all who would become his followers.
This is power-based discipleship, far different from the knowledge-based discipleship that's so prevalent in Christendom today.
This may be new ground for you, so we want to anchor the biblical basis for how the first disciples of Jesus would have understood power-based discipleship.
God sent John the Baptist ahead of the Lord to preach repentance. God told John that he'd recognize the Messiah by the miracles he did. So when John sent his disciples to ask Jesus if he really was the promised Messiah, Jesus pointed to the miraculous works prophesied by Isaiah that proved he was.
The blind receive sight, the lame walk, those who have leprosy are cured, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the good news is preached to the poor.
Jesus told the crowd that John had come in the spirit of Elijah.
If you recall, Elijah preached repentance and did miracles, like when he prayed, and God withheld rain for 3 years.
James then informs all of us that the prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective. Elijah was a man just like us.
The apostle is affirming the spiritual power we who follow Jesus are given by our Lord. I tell you the truth, anyone who has faith in me will do what I have been doing. He will do even greater things than these, because I am going to the Father.
Our Father is seeking sons and daughters whose lives bring him praise, as he reveals his power and love through them, as they disciple others.
Again, this is the primary goal of discipleship, to make our Father known through Christ in us.
In Hebrews chapter 2, we find that God is revealed by those who are being saved through the Holy Spirit's power and gifts at work in them.
We must pay more careful attention, therefore, to what we have heard, so that we do not drift away. This salvation, which was first announced by the Lord, was confirmed to us by those who heard him. God also testified to it by signs, wonders, and various miracles, and gifts of the Holy Spirit distributed according to his will.
So many people today merely talk about God or teach his word as an academic subject. But our Father purposes to reveal his power and love through those who represent him in making disciples.
Those who love and serve our Lord as his trusting children bring him praise and glory, especially when he has the opportunity to part the Red Sea on their behalf.
Remember this axiom: the condition for a miracle is extreme difficulty. The condition for a great miracle is impossibility.
If you belong to Jesus, then the extreme difficulties and impossibilities in your life are our Father's opportunities to reveal his miraculous power through you to others.
Our Father wants ordinary people to experience his power and tell others. Think about it.